Hey, welcome to the How to Podcast series, a bonus episode. And a bonus episode in more ways than one. You're like, Dave, I read the title of this episode. What's this all about? Well, this is a leap year. Enjoy your free extra day. And I said to my wife, should we be paid overtime for today? Because technically this day is extra. It only comes around every once in a while, and it's a leap year. So maybe we're all working overtime this leap year day. What do you think? Do you think we should propose that? Overtime pay on leap day every time it comes around. I think that's a great idea. So I thought, why not do a bonus episode on a bonus day for leap year and talk a little bit about bonus content for your podcast and give you some thoughts around what we can consider and what we should do for our listeners around bonus content. But before that, how about some fun facts and traditions around leap years here on the How to Podcast series? Are you ready? Let's leap into this bonus content on our leap year day. Are you excited? Oh, I'm excited. Okay, so without a leap day, which we're experiencing this year in 2024, our calendar would be off by about 24 days every 100 years. Okay, that's confusing. The leap year was first introduced in 46 BCE by Julius Caesar, who makes a great salad, by the way. People born on a leap day are sometimes called leaplings. Hello, leaplings. Congratulations. Happy birthday, by the way, if your birthday is on a leap year. It's got to be weird to have this every so often. But anyway, hey, happy birthday, all of you leaplings out there. We're pulling for you. Okay, more than 4 million people around the world are leaplings. Wow, there's a lot of you. On non-leap years, some leaplings choose to celebrate their birthdays a day earlier on February 28th, while some choose to celebrate a day later on March 1st, because there is no February 29th on those off years, is there? So there's an international club of leaplings. The Honor Society of Leap Year Babies has over 10,000 members worldwide. Some cultures use a lunar calendar, a calendar that's based on the moon's movement, add a whole leap month every 3 years. Huh. The Summer Olympic Games are held every 4 years on leap years. That's interesting. And what else? We got, there are 525,600 minutes in a typical calendar year. On leap years, there's 527,040 minutes. What are you going to do with that extra 1,440 minutes this leap year, everyone? What are your plans? Right? So let's talk a little bit about bonus content in your podcast as well. We have all these extra minutes. 1,440 minutes, what are you going to do with them? Well, how about we do something with our podcast and do bonus content in this leap year for our leap listeners and all of the leaplings out there? We can talk bonus content here on the How to Podcast series. Here we go. So I get it. You work hard in your podcast. You work hard creating these episodes, right? Yeah, you put a lot of effort into this. And you're like, I'm just going to get the basics done, get my podcast into the world and carry on with my busy, busy life. My kids are looking at me. My dog needs to go outside. My boss just called me into work. I am so busy. The idea of bonus content? Oh my gosh. Are you serious? You want me to do bonus content for my podcast? I say yes. I think you should. And you're like, Dave, how do I squeeze in bonus content on top of everything else I'm doing? Do you not know how busy I am? Yeah, I know how busy you are. But bonus content is that little bit of extra. Have you ever gone in and ordered something and you got, like, let's say you went in and bought a dozen donuts. You get home, there's 13 donuts instead of 12. You're like, what the heck? You go to the restaurant, you order a small size, and they give you a large, and they're like, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. You're going to get a large French fry instead of a small. And you're like, oh, I'm so upset that you gave me extra. I'm going to cause a big hissy fit here in front of everyone and be on social media as a meme because you gave me more. Who's going to argue with more? What listener of yours is going to say, how dare you give me more content to listen to? How dare? How dare? Right? We're delightfully surprised when something extra arrives on our doorstep, in our meal, when someone goes above and beyond and gives us a little bonus that we weren't anticipating. I'm not saying you do it all the time. You'll notice here on the How to Podcast series, I do these bonus episodes. They don't have a number attached. They're called my Daily Daves. They're just podcasting tips that I think of in the moment. And instead of waiting to release them in the future as a numbered episode, I'm creating bonus episodes. I want you to pay attention very, very closely to what's happening on this podcast. I am not only trying to put great content in front of you to encourage you to be a podcaster and to show up and do your best. I'm demonstrating to you ways that you can podcast by just what I'm doing on the show. Have you noticed that I do little mini series, 5, 6, 7 episodes around one topic, and then I go back to my regular episodes? Have you noticed that I have guest co-hosts? Probably some of the best podcasters in the world on this podcast to talk about their journey. Have you noticed that I do solo episodes? Just me and you. Have you noticed that I do the Daily Daves? Well, you press play on this, so maybe you have noticed. My challenge to you as a listener is if you do solo episodes every week, every 2 weeks, every month, and that's all you do. Great. If that's all you can do in your calendar, awesome. Do that and do it well. Do it really, really well. Like really put your effort and time in there and do the best episode you can do. Hit stop on that recording and go, that was freaking awesome. I can't wait to play that for my friends. That's what you need to, that's how you need to show up to the mic. Even if it's not that great, you did your best. Right? But the moment you can do something as a bonus, especially if you don't do it often, people aren't expecting it from you. And then all of a sudden, the delight and joy as they pull out their phone, go to their favorite app like Spotify or Apple or Audible, and all of a sudden, lo and behold, an episode is waiting for them from you that they weren't anticipating. What a great moment. Right? They're like, oh my gosh, I was going to try to find something to listen to today. And look here, Dave's here. Oh, Dave showed up for me. Oh, Gary's here with another podcast around his vegan lifestyle. I love Gary's podcast and I love his tips. Gary's here. Isn't that exciting when you delight somebody beyond their expectations? It's happened to you before. I know it has. So I'm asking you to think about it for your podcast. It's a leap year. This is an extra day. We shouldn't be here right now. We shouldn't be talking today. This shouldn't be going out. We shouldn't have this day in our schedule. Leaplings rejoice. We're giving you an episode today just because we love you and we want to celebrate this bonus day in our calendar for this leap year. Now, I'm not going to be able to do a bonus episode like this for a few more years. So let's just leave this sitting here for now and say, when you have the bonus of time, something happens and your relatives come grab the kids and take them out of the house to go take them to the fair or take them to the mall. And you have this moment of time and you're like, hey, you know what? I could record a bonus episode right now, something short, and just connect with my audience and say, thank you. To say hi, share something that's on my mind today, like leap year, right? Isn't that great that you have the power and the ability to reach your audience anytime you want, not just on your scheduled release dates? Bonus episodes are amazing. And I'm encouraging you to think about what bonus episode you can do in the next weeks, days, months, whatever, that you could put out into the world and just talk to your audience. Especially if you're an interview-based podcast. And every time people press play, you're talking to somebody else. Wouldn't it be great to have the host of my favorite interview podcast do a short little episode and just talk to me as the listener? Whoa. You did that for me. Unexpected, delightful, and something that makes me go, well, that podcaster was thinking about me in the moment. Thank you. So I want you to kind of think about what you could do as a bonus content episode. Okay, you can do an update. You can go personal stories. You can talk about your life, talk about what's going on in your show, you personally, what's inspiring you, a book you've read, a podcast you've listened to, something that just caught you. And you're like, you know what, when I heard this, read this, interacted with this content, the first thing I thought of was you as my listener. I'm like, I can't wait to share this with you. I'm learning, I'm growing, and I wanted to share this with you. Who's going to complain about that, right? A, you found something of value, and B, you thought of me as a listener when you came across this content. You're thinking about me even when you're not recording your podcast. Wow, who does that? I'm thinking of you right now. Maybe in your bonus content, you could encourage listeners to submit topic suggestions, questions, feedback. PT, I see your comments in our notes. I'm working on your episode. When you get feedback from your listeners, it's great. And when they start submitting topic suggestions, you need to be all over that. This feedback can come through the polls and questions that I ask here on the podcast that you can see on your phone. It could come through your social media channels, through email, through your website, SpeakPipe, howtopodcast.ca, SpeakPipe. To hear this feedback inspires you and gives you more legs and more content ideas for the future. Encourage your listeners to submit topic suggestions, questions, and feedback. You could do an episode just around that and call it a day. Review and incorporate your listener feedback and tailor your podcast content and bonus episodes to their preferences, their questions, their concerns, their thoughts. And by doing bonus content, what I love, it fosters a sense of community by acknowledging that you do have a listener on the other end of this podcast and that you value their contributions and then you can give them a shout out. You can do dedicated question and answers once a month, maybe with your listening audience, or have a guest appearance on your podcast that they weren't expecting. These dedicated question and answers are a little intimidating, especially for your first 5 times that you do it, 5, 10 times, because A, what happens if nobody answers the question that I put out there? And I hear podcasters who've been doing this for years that still tremble at the idea that no one's going to respond to this question. So what am I going to release? And am I going to look like a failure if I ask a question of my audience and nobody responds? It can happen. It's going to take time. You keep showing up. You keep asking the questions. You keep giving your audience the opportunity to respond. They will. They will. It's like that picture of the miner, and you can see them digging a tunnel towards a huge prize or gold or treasure, and they're like 3 pick swings away from their goal, and they give up and walk away. Are you 3 pick swings away from not connecting with your audience? Oh, I tried once, Dave. Nobody responded, so I stopped asking. Try again. Take another swing. Take another swing. Your audience is there. They're listening. They show up. You show up. There's a relationship. There's a bond. Leverage bonus time. Leverage bonus content. Leverage every opportunity you have to do something a little extra for your audience. And what I would love from you, here I go, what I would love from you is to get a link to one of your bonus episodes. As an example, Dave, I don't normally do this. I don't normally show up unexpected and do this bonus content, but I did it. And here's the results. I want to hear the bonus episode, so send me a link through my howtopodcast.ca website. I want to hear your bonus episode. I want to support you And maybe I'll even bring in a clip of your bonus episode in a future episode to share with everybody what you did. howtopodcast.ca. My SpeakPipe is there to leave me a voice message. You can email me from there. You can even jump into my calendar and you're like, who is this Dave guy? And how do I get to talk to him? Everything is on my website. It's a leap year, everyone. To all the leaplings, happy birthday. And to you, experiencing an extra day in your calendar, my challenge to you is, what can you create today on an extra day that you shouldn't have to bonus content, something to benefit your audience and to build them up? What can you do today? Come on. I'm clapping my hands. I'm cheering for you. What can you create today as bonus content for your audience? Encourage your listeners to reach out to you. Ask them a question, get their responses, use something like SpeakPipe to get their audio answers and put them in your podcast. Do shout outs, recognize your listeners, recognize your followers on Instagram or Facebook, wherever they are. Recognize that email that came in and demonstrate to your audience that reaching out to you is a great way to build a bridge between you and your listener and your listener and you. Bonus content, everyone. It's a leap year. Happy leap year. Make the best of this bonus day. Bonus content. Challenge has been set before you. Will you pick up the challenge? Will you pick up the mantle? Will you do bonus content today? Let me know. howtopodcast.ca. Thank you for listening. Happy leap year, everyone. We'll catch you soon.